Hey there, beautiful brains. Noah Lane here, your resident guide to navigating the wild world of technology and reclaiming your focus. Ever feel like you're trapped in a digital hamster wheel, endlessly scrolling and lacking, only to emerge feeling drained and uninspired? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super personal today. My own journey with social media addiction and how I finally broke free. You know that feeling when you open your phone, intending to just quickly check Instagram, but suddenly 2 hours have vanished and you're left staring at a screen full of filtered faces and staged perfection. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like social media has this magical power. It knows exactly how to hijack our attention and keep us hooked. But guess what? We can break free from this cycle, rewire our brains for focus, and reclaim our precious time. So, here are 5 key takeaways from my own experience that might just help you on your journey. First things first, awareness is everything. It's like catching a glimpse of yourself in the reflection and realizing, whoa, I'm spending way too much time staring into this phone. We need to honestly assess how social media impacts our mood, energy levels, and overall well-being. Are we feeling more connected or more isolated? More inspired or more envious? This self-reflection is crucial for making conscious changes. Next up, set realistic boundaries. Don't aim for total abstinence overnight. That's a recipe for frustration and failure. Start small. Maybe designate phone-free hours or specific days where you limit your scrolling time. Gradually increase these boundaries as you feel more comfortable. Think of it like training yourself to run a marathon. You wouldn't jump straight into running 26 miles, right? Thirdly, unfollow accounts that drain your energy. Remember, social media is curated content. It's often designed to highlight the best versions of people and experiences, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and comparison. If certain accounts trigger negative emotions or make you feel bad about yourself, unfollow them. Your mental well-being is worth it. Now, find alternative activities that nourish your soul. When those cravings for social media hit, reach for something that truly brings you joy: reading a book, going for a walk in nature, painting, spending time with loved ones, learning a new skill. Remember, life is about experiencing the real world, not just observing it through a screen. Finally, practice self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself scrolling for longer than intended. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Be kind to yourself. This journey is about progress, not perfection. Let me tell you a story about when I realized the power of these strategies. I was planning a trip to Italy, something I'd dreamt of for years. But instead of focusing on packing, researching restaurants, and getting excited about the adventure, I found myself endlessly scrolling through travel blogs and Instagram feeds. I was comparing my plans to other people's perfect vacations, feeling inadequate and missing out on the joy of anticipation. Then, I decided to switch gears. I unfollowed those triggering accounts, replaced them with inspiring travel photography and local cuisine guides, and focused on planning activities that truly excited me. The result? A trip filled with authentic experiences, genuine connections, and unforgettable memories. It was a wake-up call. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it consciously and intentionally. So, my fellow digital explorers, remember this. You're not your phone. Your worth is not measured by likes or followers. Take control of your time, reclaim your focus, and live a life that truly matters. Now go out there and make some magic happen. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode. What strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing? Let's keep the conversation going on social media, just maybe not too much.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.